Coach, a thought on getting your veteran number one goaltender back in the fold tonight?
Well, he's worked awful hard. It's a real long process for a guy like that that's used to playing most nights to sit out almost 3 months, you know, with a tough injury. Pushed him really hard. And to his credit, he worked really hard. So he's in good shape and he's moving quick. And I know he's excited to get back into the net.
Is the biggest challenge going up against Connor McDavid, I guess, for the first time?
Well, the speed and skill, I mean, the list is out there. All those things that you guys show on the TV every night. Special player, and I guess what's really nice for a lot of their other guys, you didn't ask me about Taylor Hall, which is the question I used to get last year coming in, and then, you know, we've got some injuries to guys, but Everly's looks like he's playing pretty well, too, so another piece to that offensive puzzle. So the simplest answer is you got to be real careful with their transition. Yeah, they're going to transition the puck on you, but how those things start have a big impact on how you can play the attack. And they're strong there in that department.
Is there an excitement level to facing a player of that caliber, that young in this league, and starting to become a bit of a face for the league?
You may have to give it some time. To be honest with you, I mean, he's been injured for a while. We haven't seen him. There'll be a point rather soon when with all the offense that the Oilers have, that there will be that buzz. But he's still pretty new to the league. Certainly, he's shown to be a very special player. And those things usually build over a couple of years. It took a while before it was the Sidney Crosby show coming to town. You know, it takes a little while.
What are you looking for from your team tonight? You start this, well, quite lengthy road trip in three time zones and out east and out west.
We're used to that. That's nothing new for us. So the last two periods of the Carolina game, the next two games that we played, we really saw in the front half of that Boston game. We are trying to find that 60-minute consistency. We've played more good hockey in our last four or five games than poor hockey, so we're looking for that here tonight.
And a lot of that has come on the road, Paul. Just a thought on the road play and the success you've had of late.
You get a good feeling, and it goes back and forth. We were strong at home early on and weren't really good on the road, and now there's a comfort level, if that's the right word, but we seem to be focused in what we're trying to do every night in our game. And the simplicity of it lets us play a fast game.
Last time you were here, you got out-goalied. Their guy was real good. Do you want to see the same game from your team in terms of generating chances tonight?
Generating chances is important. How they get generated is more, because you can put a lot of chances up, and if you're given one back every time you do, then you got a problem. So I'm looking for the offense to be created the right way. And we get the puck into the offensive zone, make the most of our possession time, and get the puck to the net at the right times. But force an offense to create more, it would be the exact opposite thing that you want to do against the Edmonton Oilers.
Playoffs is a realistic thing that you guys are still talking about?
Well, for sure. For sure.
What will it take to kind of change your momentum to get you? Because you're in a tough
Just more wins. You know, we just got to get on that roll. It's been hard for us. It's, you know, win two and lose one has been something that's happened, I think, eight times this year. So get on that roll. Sometimes it happens on the road. You know, we get a healthy goaltender back, and missed him for 3 months, but we just get that push.
Comment on just Dustin Byfuglien. The other day you announced his deal on practice. That doesn't usually happen. Does that speak to just the popularity of the player in the locker room?
It was a great reaction. I mean, it's, as you know, following our market, we've had to answer the occasional question about Dustin and Andrew, and It was a good time to do it. I knew before that it would be done, but they wanted to announce it, and it gave us a chance to get through practice before. If we did it at the start, we'd have to call practice off. So a great reaction. You don't get to see in locker rooms really what happens, but that's an indication of how the players feel about them.